Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you. Come on, somebody. Are you ready to fly today? Are you ready to fly? Today's message is, you think it's the end, but it's really the beginning. You think it's the end, but it's really the beginning. You know, so many people today, they want to believe that it's the end of the world. They want to believe that the end is at 2012. But don't you know that we serve a God that's about beginnings? God is a God of beginnings. He's not a God of an end. If something's going to end, then there's a beginning right after it. Come on, somebody. My God is a God of beginnings. I know when you look around in the media, you see fish dying, birds falling out of the sky. You see our freedoms being taken away. And you're saying, oh my gosh, the world is coming to an end. But I'm here to tell you, it's not the end. It's only the beginning. Come on, somebody. When Jesus was being crucified on the cross, come on, somebody, and He was being mocked. And He was being laughed at. They said, ha, if you're a king, they thought it was the end. But God said, it's just the beginning. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you, a lot of you folks today, you're looking around and you're saying, it's the end of my life. It's the end of my relationship. Come on, somebody, I have no hope. But I'm here to tell you, it's just the beginning in your life. Come on, somebody. A lot of you people think it's the end. But I'm here to tell you, it's just the beginning, yeah. Come on, somebody. You gotta stop worrying about everything. God is doing a new thing. Come on, somebody. Don't you know when the evil starts moving in the society, when you're starting to see more evil, God is also doing a new thing. He's doing a lot of things in your spirit. He's going to be doing a lot of things in your soul. Oh, let the devil move, but I'm telling you, angels are going to move even in a greater way. Come on, somebody. Isaiah 43:19 says it like this, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Very, very interesting, you know, the meaning of this verse. The Israelites were oppressed by the Babylonians. But God said, I am doing a new thing here. You know, do not remember the former things, as Isaiah writes prophetically to Israel. They were minded in the desperate circumstances of captivity and exile. God wants to put their eyes on the new work He will do. So it begins with a reminder to not to remember the former things. If they are stuck in the failure and sins and discouragement of the past, they will never go forward to a new thing that God has for them. Come on, somebody, today, the reason why you can't move forward to the new things of God, the real reason why is because you're still stuck in the past. Come on, somebody, God was about to deliver Israel, and He was going to do a greater thing than He did on the Red Sea. God said, you saw what I did in the past when I delivered Israel out of Egypt. You saw when I opened up the Red Sea. But I'm about to do something even greater here in this time than I did in the Red Sea. I'm here to tell you today, God is about to do a greater thing in this time, in 2011, than He did in 2010. God is about to do a greater thing. Come on, somebody. He was trying to tell Israel, stop looking in the past. stop looking in the past. Because how I'm about to deliver you now, it's going to be in a greater way. God is about to deliver you in a greater way than the past. God is going to deliver you in 2011 in a greater way than He did in the past. He was telling Israel. This is what He was saying. In Isaiah 43:16-17, in Isaiah 43:18, in Isaiah 43:16-17, Israel's told to look to the past, to remember the great things God did for them at the Red Sea. But in Isaiah 43:18, they are told, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of the old. This shows us that there is a sense in which we must remember the past. In terms of God's great work in our behalf, there is also a sense in which we must forsake and forget the past with all the discouragements and defeat and move on to what God has for us in the future. Behold, I will do a new thing. Staying stuck in the past can keep us from a new thing God wants us to do. I don't know about you today, but a lot of you folks are so much stuck in the past of your life. But I'm here to tell you, it is not the end, but it's only a beginning. Come on, somebody. A lot of you think it's the end of your relationship. A lot of people think it's the end. But God says, remember the past, but do not remember the past. Hear what I'm trying to say. Remember the past, but do not remember the past. Because I'm doing a new thing. Come on, somebody. Are you ready to do a new thing with God this year? It's the new beginning. Come on, somebody. Stop looking in the past. It's not the end. It's just the beginning. Oh, all you doom and gloom sayers, the world is falling. The sky is falling. How many of you people know today that there's people out there that just want the world to end? They wanted the world to end in the 1900s. They thought the world was going to end when Hitler came about. Generations after generations want the world to end. But I'm here to tell you that the world is just beginning. This is just the beginning. Come on, somebody. Time and time again, time tells us that people always thought the world was coming to an end. We got preachers today saying the world's going to come to an end. But the Bible says that no man knows the time. Oh, come on, somebody. And I'm here to tell you, it's never the end with God. God says, in the beginning, I was. In the beginning, God is the beginning. And God is the author of the end. But I'm here to tell you that there is a new beginning brewing in your life. There's a new beginning brewing in your spirit. You're starting to wake up to who Jesus is. There's a new beginning brewing in your soul. Come on, somebody, today. There's a new beginning in your life. You got the Spirit of God brewing. You know there's evil all around you, but the new beginning is the power that God is going to move upon you. Oh, yeah, it's a new beginning. God said, Israel, look what I've done. Look how I've taken you out of Egypt. Look how I parted the Red Sea. Come on, somebody, look how I sent those plagues. But God is telling you, I'm about to do a greater thing here in Babylon. Come on, I'm about to do a greater thing. So stop looking in the past. Get ready for a great thing. Get ready for a great thing to happen in your life. God said, oh, it's not the end. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of something new. Come on, America. I'm here to tell you, those of you that want Jesus back, it's just the beginning of something new in your life. Come on, somebody. Can you hear what I'm trying to say? Stop looking in the past. Stop hanging on to the defeats. Stop hanging on all the pain. You've been hanging on all that pain in your life. You've been hanging on the pain when that wife left you. You've been hanging on the pain when that husband left you. You've been hanging on the pain when you've got hurt by your father and mother. Come on, somebody. God said in 2011, there's a new beginning that's brewing. I'm going to be healing a lot of folks. I'm going to be doing some great things for a lot of people. This is a new year. This is a new beginning. Oh, come on. Can you hear what he was trying to say? Oh, Israel, I know you're oppressed by the Babylonians. But I don't want you to look back at all your defeats. I want you to see what I'm about to do. And it's a new beginning. Come on, somebody. It's not the end. It's just the new beginning. Yeah, staying stuck in the past will keep us from new things that God wants to do. If Israel stayed stuck in the discouragement and the seduction of Babylon, they would never look for the new thing of the release from the exiles. We can make an idol out of the new. We can err as the people of the Athens did, who spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new things in Acts 17:21. We can be tossed about by every wind of doctrine, but we can also err on the other side of the balance and work against the new thing that God wants to do. Shall you not know it? God asks the same question today. Will you stay in step with my Spirit when He leads into something new? Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness between the captivity of Babylon and the return of Israel, lay hundreds of miles of wilderness. God's people didn't need to be afraid, because God would make a road in the wilderness, provide rivers in the desert, and even protect His people from animals, because the beasts of the field will honor me, the Lord says. Come on, somebody, God is doing a new thing. It is not the end. It is only the beginning. It is not the end, but only the beginning. And when God launches you into a new beginning, do not be afraid. The Bible says, do not be afraid. You know, when the Israelites used to walk, they would walk on a road in the wilderness. And their big fear is that they would be eaten up by a wolf, or a lion, or a bear. They would have been devoured or killed. But God says, even those enemies are going to bow down and worship me. Come on, somebody, when God does a new thing in your life, even your enemies, even your fears, even your doubts are going to bow down and worship Jesus. God says, when I do a new thing, no man can stop me. When I do a new thing, no country can stop me. When I do a new thing, no army can stop me. Because I'm doing a new thing in America. I'm doing a new thing in your life. It's not the end, people. It's not the end. Hear what I'm trying to tell you. It is not the end, but it's just the beginning. Often when God makes a promise, we worry about the details or the obstacles for the fulfillment of the promise. God replies to us, don't worry about it at all. I will even make a road in the wilderness. I have resources and plans you don't even know about. And just leave those problems to me. Leave them to me. Isaiah 41:18 says it like this. I will open up rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water. You know, God is doing a new thing. It is just the beginning for a lot of you folks. It's just the beginning for a lot of the churches today. It is not the end. Don't listen to these doomsayers. The world is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. Yes, the world is getting more evil. the world is getting more evil. But God is doing a new thing. The world is getting more evil around us, but it's not the end. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning for you to stand up, to fight against tyranny. It's just the beginning for you to stand up and preach against the evil. It's just the beginning, guys. Come on, somebody. It's not the end. It is just the beginning. God here takes to Himself such titles as His honor, as we're very encouraged to them. He is the Lord, their Redeemer. Not only He will redeem them, but He will take it out upon Him as His office and make it His business to do so. If He be their God, He will be all that to them which they need. And therefore, when they are in bondage, He will be their Redeemer. He is the Holy One of Israel, Isaiah 43:14. And again, Isaiah 43:15, their Holy One. And therefore will make good every word He has spoken to them. He is the Creator of Israel that made them the people out of nothing, for that is creation, nay, worse than nothing. And He is their King that owns them as His people and presides among them. He assures them He will find out a way to break the power of the oppressors that held them captive and filled up the measures of their own iniquity by the resolution never to let them go. Isaiah 14:17, the afflicted and needy are seeking water, but there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them myself, and the God of Israel, I will not forsake them. I'm here to tell you today, the reason why you can go into a new beginning and follow the God Spirit. God is doing a new thing. It is not the end. It's a new beginning. It is not the end of your life. It's a new beginning. Come on, God wants to fill you more of the Spirit. God wants to take your church to another level. Come on, somebody. God wants to heal your body. Stop looking back at the pain. It is a new beginning. God said, I'm the Holy One. I have called you. I am the carpenter. I started to build that house. You think I'm going to leave that house undone? No, I'm going to put windows, a fireplace. I'm going to put some rooftop. Come on, somebody, some shingles. God is the author and perfecter of our faith. I'm here to tell you today, it's not the end. It's just the beginning. And God is doing a new thing. It's the beginning of love. It's the beginning, guys. God is doing a new thing in your life. I'm here to tell you, it's not the end. It's not the end. It's the beginning. He reminds them of the great things He did for their fathers when He brought them up out of the land of Egypt. For so it may be read, Isaiah 43:16-17, thus said the Lord, who did make a way in the sea, the Red Sea, and did bring forth Pharaoh's chariots and horses. He promised to do yet another thing for them than He had done in the days of old. Isaiah 43:18, remember not the former things. You know, God wants us to remember things of the past, but then God also wants us to let them go. Some of you people just haven't let go of your pain. You can never go on the new things of God until you learn to let go of your past. You have been hurt as a young child. It's time to let go of your past. Your wife has walked out on you. It is time to let go of your past. You have been kicked out of a job. It's time to let it go. You have had a lot of anger and hatred towards a lot of people. It's time to let it go. Because what you have seen God carry you all your life, you have seen God heal you, you have seen God provide for you in the past. And this is what He was telling Egypt. He's saying, look back at the Red Sea. You have seen My deliverance there, how I carried you in the wilderness, and how I opened up the Red Sea. But He also said, don't look back to that. I'm going to do even a greater thing than that. God is going to do even a greater thing for you. God is going to do even greater thing for me. This year, great things are going to happen to a lot of folks. But a half of the world saying the world's coming to an end. I'm here to tell you great things are going to happen to a lot of folks out there. Great things are going to happen to a lot of people. Good things, wonderful things. In 2011, good things are going to be happening. Good things are going to be happening to you. Good things are going to be happening to me. Yes, He promised to do yet even greater things for them than He'd done in the days of old. Isaiah 43:18, remember not the former things, because I'm going to do a great thing. He promised not only to deliver them out of Babylon, but to conduct them safely and comfortably into their own land. Isaiah 43:19-20. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. For it seems the way from Babylon to Canaan, as well as from Egypt, lay through the desert lands. And He also says, He traces up all these promises, blessings, to the great original. The purpose and designs of His own glory, Isaiah 43:21. This people have I formed for myself, and therefore I do all this for them, that they may show forth my praise. He's going to do great things for you. It's not the end, it's the beginning. He's gonna take you places, because He's not gonna let the church fall. He's not gonna let you fall. God is responsible for His people. God is responsible for His chosen people. Don't you know Jesus loves you today? Don't you know God is responsible for you and your body? God is responsible. He's the one that designed you, formed you. He's the one that told you you're going to be here and there. He's the one. God designed you in your mother's womb, and He put you at your geographical location, and He said, this is what I want you to do for me. He ain't going to let you fall. This is not the end. This is only the beginning. This is not the end. This is only the beginning. You know, Jeremiah also talks about, he says, this is not the end. This is only the beginning. Jeremiah 31:22. How long will you go here and there, O faithless daughters? For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman will encompass a man. A man will come from a virgin. And the new thing that I have created was Christ. And when they crucified Christ on the cross, they thought it was the end. And Jesus said, now I'm doing a new thing. He rose on the third day. And He created a new thing. A new covenant. He gave life. It was the new thing. God is about the new, and the new is about to happen, people. God is about the new, and the new thing is coming your way. No, it is not the end. No, it is not the end. I said, no, it is not the end. It's just the beginning. No, it's not the end. It's just the beginning.
Some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flights. Moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. Turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Hey! as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of